A big, big victory for St. Union side, who were firm favourites going into this contest, given that they had topped the table after the group stages of the championship. And McCool's going into this having been fourth after the group stages. When the sides met in July, St. Union's also came out on top in that game. On that occasion, the winning margin was 12 points. But today, well, it was a very, very positive display for St. Unions. They trailed twice, once in the first minute when Jacob Malone scored for McCool's, and after about 7 minutes they trailed 4-3 after Lee Henderson had put McCool's back in front. But then the story of the first half, Cahill O'Brien, who ended up with a total of 13 points, 9 from frees. Well, he was quite superb for St. Unions. Along with his scores, there was a flurry of activity after the 17th minute. They had a purple patch. McCool's didn't respond at all, and added to that was a Peter Kelly goal. And at the break, there was 9 points between the sides. St. Union's 115, McCool's 9 points. That was a goal and six for McCool's, with their goal coming from Lee Henderson. And in fact, for much of the second half, the only score that McCool's got came from the veteran Henderson. That was right up until a couple of moments before full time. McCool's did get a second goal, a consolation at that point, to Dean Hannigan with the touch after a free. But at that stage, it was too little too late. St. Union's in the second half, totally dominant. Peter Kelly got his second goal of the game just 2 minutes after the restart. That made it 2:15 to 1:6. O'Brien was chipping away with the frees. There were several other scorers. Connor Clark had a lovely goal to make it 3:20 to 1:7 after a great deft touch to put the slither beyond Dylan Lafferty. And then we had the fourth goal from Kian Randalls, one of the subs for St. Union's. St. Union's last won the title in 2021. That was a powerful performance this afternoon. McCool simply had no answer at all. They were beaten by much the better side on the day. So St. Union's advance to the Grand Canal Hotel Dublin Senior Hurling Championship decider for 2025. Who will they play? We'll find out later this afternoon. The second semi-final, a repeat of last year's Satanta against Burt. 4 o'clock throw-in for that one. Burt, of course, the champions from last year, and winning it for a 40th time last time out. That promises to be a much closer affair. But we've had the first half of today's double helping here at O'Donnell Park, and it's been a very positive one for St. Union's. That full-time score again, St. Union's, 4 goals and 25 points. Sean McCool's, 2 goals and 7 points.